intending to build a house on it. And he actually went, did get a go in for a permit, though he, because of the recession that came about, he did not pull that permit. And then late 80s, my father passed away, and my mother's been trying to sell that property ever since then without success. We have an offer on it currently, and but it will not sell unless it's developable. And under the rules that evidently were brought about in the early 1990s, that is not possible because of those rule changes. And so we're requesting that this zoning be changed to R7. And as I said, none of these properties meet the R10 square footages that this is zoned currently. And the properties range from, I think, the smallest being 5,000 square feet. My mother is 92 years old. She doesn't speak English very well, so I'm testifying on her behalf as well. It would greatly benefit her. She's been paying taxes on these, for all these years. And it's been a financial drain, quite frankly, for her. It would benefit her too. She does not have a huge income. She's on a fixed income, and so this would greatly benefit her.
So could you give me the address of the property again, please?
The address?
Yes.
10810 Southwest 55th.
And is this north or south of the freeway?
It's west of the freeway in that location, or I guess it's northwest of the freeway.
And it's in the Crestwood neighborhood?
Yes.
And have you been to talk to them? Have you talked to the neighborhood association?
I have not. This came about quite recently, actually. We understood that. So there's not a change request currently listed for this.
And it sounds like this is an area. It's not just a single lot like we heard about previously. There's several lots that are all in the same problem.
Well, there's a total of seven lots on this block.
Okay.
And ours is my mother's is one, and Dean Vanderbush's is the other one.
And are those the only two that are affected by this?
Yeah, they're the only ones that could be developed now as
okay.
Infill.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, all three
Good.
Of you.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in. Next three.
Stu Smucker, Sam Noble, and Tad Everhart. And the last person who will follow them is Christine Martin.
Good afternoon. Would you like to go ahead and start, sir?
My name is Stu Smucker. As set forth in the recommended draft to the map refinement project, the property located at 2425 Northwest St. Helens Road received more public testimony than any other property affected by the map refinement project. In October last year, 27 people weighed in regarding removal of the buffer from that property. The testimony was unanimous. All 27 people opposed removal of the buffer. Not a single person, not even the owner of the property, weighed in supporting removal of the buffer. There are three reasons given on page 21 of the recommended draft of the map refinement project for removing the buffer. None of the reasons pertain to specific properties. The overarching rationale appears to be that the buffer needs to be removed for citywide consistency. This property has unique characteristics. First, it has three streams on it. Second, it has an unusually steep slope and sandy soil, as set forth in expert testimony submitted to the city in 1991. I do not believe that the expert opinions offered 20-plus years ago and the unanimous voices of 27 landowners and residents offered 5 months ago should be disregarded. Some of the people who oppose removal of the buffer have lived in this neighborhood for decades. In light of the unanimous opposition to the city's proposal, I submit that the buffer should remain on the St. Helens property.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mayor, Commissioners. My name is Sam Noble. I live in the Mount Tabor neighborhood, right at about 62nd and Stark, and I'm here to talk about two properties under consideration in this proposal. The first is at 511 Southeast 60th, which is at the intersection of Southeast 60th and Stark. It's to the west of my house. It's downhill. I understand that the Housing Bureau owns it, so in many ways, I recognize what I'm about to say is mostly for the commissioner in charge of the Housing Bureau, which I believe is you, Mr. Mayor, because I fully support the zone change that the Planning Bureau proposes. I think that the city needs a lot more subsidized housing, and this is a really good place for it. It's entirely possible that this is that a building, a three-story building on this site, could affect my view. I'm not really concerned about that. What I am concerned about, though, is that in the interior of the Mount Tabor neighborhood, there are very, very, very few, you know, call them kind of four corners kind of thing you see through the city. There are very few areas where you have kind of a confluence of little commercial pockets where you could ever have anything that grows into useful commercial services for a neighborhood. And right now, this site, I believe, is used as a daycare by the YMCA. And I think that's great. Those services are very hard to come by. The thing that I'm asking for here is for council or for you, Mr. Mayor, to encourage in the strongest possible way that the Housing Bureau maintain some kind of service to the neighborhood on the ground floor. Something that keeps the street front active would be fantastic. The current daycare service is great. And then as much housing as you can get above it. But what's important to me is that this little commercial area that is two blocks from my house not wither and die because right now housing is more valuable than commercial services, or just because of the way the mission of the Housing Bureau encourages one particular outcome. So the second site I want to talk about is a few blocks from my old house in the Buckman neighborhood. It's 2438 Southeast Main Street. I think you've heard a little bit of other testimony about this site before. I lived in the Buckman neighborhood for 9 years. I walked up that street by accident several times. This particular site ends in a cul-de-sac, and so it's always a frustrating, memorable experience to be up there because you have to kind of turn around and go back. It's a grossly underdeveloped site with a really weird configuration that doesn't make any sense on a map that says this is a single family area. So I encourage you to accept the Planning Bureau's proposal or go a little bit further and observe that since the site is mostly empty, that it might be appropriate to even zone the whole lot R1. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your testimony. Appreciate it. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mayor and Councilors. My name's Tad Everhart. I'm here with Peggy Curl. We both live on Southeast 59th Court, and I'm speaking regards to map change 1662, as Mr. Noble did. We wanted to point out that we own the properties west of your property. We're at the bottom of a steep slope that's approximately two stories tall. We welcome redevelopment. We think that the school probably is not safe, especially for children. So we're looking forward to redevelopment, and we especially welcome affordable housing. It's a great site with schools and good transit, so it's going to be an asset. We're also appreciative of the fact that the city is the developer with nonprofits. We hope for much better development than we'd see with a for-profit developer, quite frankly. We're 10 neighbors. We're a pretty close neighborhood around a one-block cul-de-sac street. And we're not here in opposition, but we are here with concern. And we've met with the Mount Tabor Neighborhood Association a couple of times. They're writing a letter in support, sharing the same concern. And the concerns are twofold. First of all, it is a very steep hillside, and so we're roughly two stories below your site. If you build a very tall building with a big mass, we get even less light. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't be so bad, but to the south of us, we have the same situation, a two-story steep slope with a three-story apartment building. So Portland, we're dark and cloudy most of the year. Light is a precious commodity. We hope that you don't shut off too much of it. And we respect that you have to a balancing act here, but please keep us in mind. The other concern that we have, quite frankly, is the intersection. And this is probably one of the intersections that you struggle with because it's a confluence of history, where two streets were apparently developed at different times, so they're not aligned. Southeast 69th Court jogs where intersects start, but it's also at the top of the hill. The result is people racing down the hill or racing up the hill so they don't have to stop. So high speeds, misaligned, no turn lanes at all. People get out in the middle of the intersection and their life is in their hands, quite frankly. So I don't know if this is an opportunity to use some of your land to try to fix that intersection. But I think it's only a matter of time before we have a fatal accident if we haven't already had one there. So our concerns are twofold. Don't make the intersection worse with development that's perhaps too much for the site, but also consider the possibility of using part of your site to realign the streets. Thank you.
Very good. And you said there's a letter forthcoming. Is that correct?
Yeah, I have
I'm not sure if I've received it.
I have a letter from our neighborhood of 10 houses, but we met with Stephanie Stewart. The Mount Tabor Neighborhood Association voted unanimously with one abstention to write a letter of concern our concerns.
Great. I appreciate that. Thank you. Thanks, all three of you. Last, I think, one. Is that correct?
Right. Christine Martin.
Last but not least, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Well, Mayor and Commissioners, thank you very much for your time this afternoon. My name is Christy Martin, and I own a house at 3435 Northwest Vaughan. And some of my neighbors in Willamette Heights have already done a great job talking to you about our concerns. I'm here today to voice my concern that the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability is proposing to remove all buffer zones. This includes a lot at 2425 Northwest St. Helens Road, a buffer that separates the industrial zone from the residential zone of Willamette Heights. Please carefully review the history and the features of this property. Because of the three creeks and the steep slope, which is can be 25 degrees in some spots, this is a geologically unsustainable hillside that has a long history of landslides. It is vital to allow the vegetation on the property to grow to prevent erosion. This area should remain a conservation overlay. Please make an exception and retain our buffer designation. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. So could we ask our staff to come up? That concludes the formal hearing, and I'll give the formal language in a minute, but I didn't know if there were burning questions that people wanted to have answered today while we have the staff here.
Mayor, I have a procedural question.
Commissioner Fish.
So I have a staff person who, along with me, has been keeping a running list of we've had people come up and give us particular tax lots or addresses and been very thoughtful about their issue. And some, for me, I need more information than for others, just in terms of follow-up. What's the next step? You've been making the list, too. So what do we get next from you that helps us sort this out?
Okay. So you do have two staff reports before you, or staff memos. So one dated March 8th and one dated March 13th. So there's some more information in those staff reports. At some point when there's the close of the public record, I do want to have a consolidated list of all the public testimony that we have received before council. So that's in the works. And so that would be a forthcoming staff memo. As far as specific information regarding tax lots or sites, I think it's going to have to be a conversation that we have between your office and how I can kind of assist, because there are a lot of sites that we're tracking right now. So I just would need to know some specifics, and I may not necessarily cover it in a forthcoming staff memo. So I need to know what sites you're curious about.
But we could, in a follow-up meeting, just go through our list.
Mm-hmm. That'd be great.
I will tell you though, because we've been doing all this comprehensive plan stuff in Central City 2035, we find it incredibly helpful to have a recommendation from you as to, in two respects. One is this a major or minor thing? Because sometimes some of these strike me as being very technical in nature, or correct a problem or correct an inequity. Some of them seem to have a broader policy question. Some actually, had some pushback. So where there's some disagreement in the community. So that, sort of taking out the ones that are more of technical and, this is a legacy issue or historical issue, and we think it's fine, that's helpful. and then flagging the ones that you think are the bigger policy questions. And I mean, I put an amendment in on Albertina Kerr, so that's presumably that's a policy question. And, you know, there's a couple of questions we'll have to ask about that. But I would just say we welcome a little guidance from you. And if there's some things that you want to not, I won't say take off the table, but essentially say that in a normal proceeding, we consider these consent items, as you have done in other proceedings, Eric. That's helpful to me, because if you don't think they're a big deal, then that's helpful. If it is a contested or is out of sequence or raises a policy question, then we're going to ask you to help us understand the underlying question.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Yep.
So it sounds like we can do a wrap-up memo that has a consolidated list of everything in play, and we can try and sort it the way you just described.
Yeah, and the ones that you honestly think are no big deal, I mean, we reserve the right to disagree with you, but when you do that, it's always helpful for us to sort of figure out what's just the technical fix versus what has a bigger implication. Mm-hmm.
What we did before the Planning and Sustainability Commission is we did have that kind of technical wrap-up memo. And then working with the commission, we had, and you'll probably recognize the format, but we had our big amendments chart that we started working through. But I think we do have right now the April 4th meeting on the schedule for further deliberation. I don't know at this time how much time we have for that meeting, but I definitely would want to work with you and prioritize what we're going to be talking about at that meeting.
Yeah, and it sounds like you're going to have to do the round robin with the offices, because I'm sure we'll each individually have lots of questions given the testimony we've had today.
Right.
Commissioner Saltzman.
Is it incumbent upon us at this point to bring forward issues we've heard that we resonate with? Do we need to bring those forward?
Yes.
So let me give the formal language just so we have that on the record. So we have concluded, obviously, our hearing today on the 2035 Central, the 2035 Comprehensive Plan, the MAP Refinement Project. The oral record is now officially closed. The written record is going to remain open until Friday, March 16th at 5 p.m., I will ask my fellow commissioners to propose any amendments that they may have by March 30th. We'll come back on Wednesday, April 4th, to deliberate and to vote on amendments. So that concludes the formal business portion and puts on the record the dates.
We have a time on April 4th.
It'll now be 2:15.
Okay. Oh, it's a time certain.
Yeah.
Okay.
2:15, time certain on April 4th, and this will all be noticed.
Carla, do we have a duration of time? Do we have an hour or 90 minutes?
Depends on how long council wants to go that afternoon.
We love this stuff.
Is that the only thing on it?
There's nothing else, no.
Could I make a slight suggestion, Emma, to what you just said? You said that the written record closes Friday, March 16th at 5 p.m. I hope that the staff is not going to start work on it at 5:05 and work all weekend on it. Would it make any difference to you if we make it Monday at 8 o'clock in the morning? Because a lot of people might want to do it over the weekend rather than...
We have no preference.
Any objections?
I think that sounds great. It'll give the neighborhood associations an opportunity.
I'm sorry, I didn't
know. So Commissioner Fritz suggested rather than closing the written record at 5 p.m. on March 16th, since we're not expecting the staff to necessarily work all weekend, let's just keep the record open until Monday. At what time, Commissioner?
I said 8, but because that's the opening of business. I think Joe Zender's nodding there. So that just doesn't...
So 8 a.m.?
That means that the staff doesn't... the time for staff processing doesn't change. Just make sure... Very clear, we want you to take that weekend off.
Great.
Okay, so the written record is going to remain open then until Monday, March 19th at 8 a.m.
Can I ask one other question, Mayor?
Yes.
It's directed to Commissioner Fritz, because I was paying close attention to some of your questions, and I appreciated that you offered the guidance to a number of people to go to the Neighborhood Association and see whether this is a controversial proposal or not. But you also said in a couple of instances you raised the question of whether this had come through the Planning Bureau or was coming directly to us. And I would benefit from just having a preliminary understanding of your view of the significance of that distinction.
Well, it's just how much vetting has it had by our citizen advisory body. Even with the staff's very well laid out list of amendments, it seems to me, without having had time to really look through it, it seems there were at least two or three new requests which you haven't heard before. So certainly I would want to get their opinion on that. And it's not that it has to go through the Planning Commission. Clearly people can come in at the last minute, and they just did. Mm-hmm. It just, where there is a Planning Commission recommendation, I like to know what it was. If it hasn't been considered, then it's up to us to try to figure that out ourselves.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
And then on the same line, could I ask a follow-up question? Will you then notice any request that is new today? Because you had mentioned that you tell the nearby neighbors. Will you do that for the new requests that came in?
Typically, at this stage, we wouldn't, because there's not another hearing scheduled, so there wouldn't be an opportunity for further debate.
Okay. I wonder if once you've done your memo, if you could send it to the Neighborhood Coalition so that at least they could have the opportunity to look through or something.
Absolutely,
like that.
Absolutely, we can do that. And if you'll notice in the staff reports, the way that I organized the tables is I did it alphabetical yeah. by Neighborhood Association just for ease of looking at it at a glance.
Yeah. I did notice that. Thank you. It's very helpful.
One other thing I want to mention, just because it came up several times, is the topic of religious institutions and housing and how can we coordinate with that dynamic came up. And I just wanted to mention that BPS actually did seek and was awarded a grant from Metro using some construction excise tax dollars to work on a project that will help troubleshoot that issue and figure out if there's some ways we can facilitate that kind of work.
I wanted to mention also that my questions about have you been to the Neighborhood Association doesn't mean the Neighborhood Association has to agree. It's just Commissioner Fish will remember that this is a glimpse for our two new colleagues. We spent multiple days of four-hour hearings going through. I mean, imagine doing this all through the city, every single lot, people coming in. We did that. And so to the extent, you know, there's been things in the media that says, you know, neighbors are opposed to all development, et cetera. What we actually found was a lot of the time neighbors came in and said, absolutely, this fits. And I would imagine that several of the requests that we heard today would get support from the community. As Commissioner Fish said, if everybody's fine with the proposal, then that's good information for me to perhaps not worry so much about it.
By the way, I still have vivid memories of those hearings, Amanda, because one of the things that stuck out was someone would be at that chair and they'd say, now I'm talking about the property on this corner with the fire hydrant in front, and Charlie would say, no, actually that fire hydrant's been moved to the southeast corner, and you'd come in and say, no, and actually you're thinking two blocks down. This is the street that has the dry cleaner on it. And at that point I would my head would explode, but
slight exaggeration, as is usual for our colleague to the left.
The level of detail that you brought was enormously helpful.
Thank you.
All right, anything else? Last words? Very
just,
good.
Oh, like I just, one more thing.
I wanted to thank everyone that came to testify today because it was a really pleasant session and very informative, and I just appreciate how thoughtful everyone was, and I didn't hear anyone really kind of advocating strictly for their own benefit. There was just a lot of recognition of community benefit and need for affordable housing, and it's just really appreciated. So thank you.
Glad you're starting to catch the planning bug. I think it would be helpful for all of us, certainly for me, is if you could give us a memo about the buffer zone. What are we losing? What are we getting? Is it really an even exchange or not?
Absolutely. And I've already flagged that as something that we'll probably want to talk about at our April 4th deliberation as well.
Yeah, if you could get that to us ahead of time, I certainly appreciate being able to read it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, everybody. We're adjourned.
Indeed.
I will roll.